You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz, I don't want to knee-jerk. I don't want to overreact.
Why?
I don't want to be prisoner of the moment. But that's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
God, please jerk my knee as long as you want. Please, jerk my knee all morning.
I was talking about Browns Jets.
Oh, it was a great one. Joe Flacco. I mean, we have a quarterback.
I thought you were talking about Cardinals Raiders.
How ridiculous is Kyler Murray? It's a cartoon character.
I saw that between the Ravens, the Browns, and the Raiders, that they were both over, all three of them were over 97% win probability. That the Jets were at 0.1%. I think the Dolphins were at 0.1%, incredibly.
In all seriousness, that is the most improbable Dolphin victory of my entire lifetime. I don't even know what I'd compare it to, whether it's Leon Lett in the Thanksgiving Day game, you know, on a blocked field goal, screwing it up. Whether it's one of those double-digit underdogs against the Patriots victories or the Wildcat. I think they had a bad Dolphin team that beat a champion Patriots team down here when they were a double-digit dog. But when you look at the stats off this game, Stugatz, he had the fourth, Tua had the fourth most passing yards in Dolphins history.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, first pair of teammates in NFL history to have 10 receptions, 150 yards, and two touchdowns. In the same game. It's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins and every other team in the sport loses that game every time for the last 10 years when you're down 21 plus in the fourth quarter. And what you got is the stunning, stunning surprise. Haven't seen it this century. A Dolphin receiver running beyond the secondary. Tell me I'm wrong about this. I don't know what the Ravens were doing. I don't know how they didn't understand.
Not playing good defense, well, I can tell you that much.
They were throwing to Waddle when they were doubling Hill, but I just don't understand how he gets left.
Where's that safety on that final bomb to Tyreek? Where is he?
The
replay shows the corner does the thing where he lets him go. It's zone. Like, yes. All right, he's good. I got help.
Letting him fall to the safety.
No,
right.
But is it the corner's fault, though?
Well, it could have just been, maybe it was supposed to be man and the corner was wrong. Whatever it was, the safety wasn't there.
Right, because the corner, like the closest safety is on the other side of the field. I think the safety that was on that side of the field had come to the line of scrimmage to show blitz. How is that wrong?
And oh, take me back.
People want a pound of flesh today from the two of us, Dan, because we were wrong about Tua.
No, you should apologize. Yes,
the two of us were wrong.
Right. Well done, Chris.
I'll say a couple things. One, this is one really good game, and it was awesome. I'm not going to be Stugatz guy and say do it again, but
No. You back off for a second, okay?
Seriously, hold on a second. Six touchdown passes.
Let's not.
You were down 21 on the road, man.
And they made it look easy.
Let's not turn the most improbable Dolphin victory of my lifetime into immediately what Whittingham thinks. There will be plenty of time and plenty of years for people to ravage us for our Tua takes. I don't want to do that today. I want, we could sit here and say that's not sustainable, of course. I mean, for three quarters yesterday, you guys were sitting there saying, well, the Dolphins haven't looked all that special for seven quarters this season. You were embarrassed by their defense, and you got Lamar Jackson running for 80 yards by himself on a terrible defensive day.
It was amazing that a quarterback had 420 total yards, four touchdowns, no turnovers, and lost the game. That's how good Tua was.
You beat Lamar Jackson at his best, okay? Yes. I did not think they could do that. They beat Lamar Jackson at the height of his powers. He had a perfect passer rating, and they beat that. But let's just go back to the top of the quarter. And Kevin Harland on the call, God bless him.
He's great.
He was amazing yesterday.
Always is.
I mean, he really did give the game a lot of life. You know, it's been Chris Myers and, you know, sixth broadcast team for two decades down here. It was such a pleasure to hear on the call. No slight on anybody else.
It seems like a slight to Chris Myers.
Chaminade Zone, Chris Myers, proud alum.
He was the voice of the Dolphins for many years.
He got stuck down here. Was he? I mean,
he felt that way. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It did, yeah. Nationally, because they've been a regional team. But I don't think the spin move to it, a River K-Craft, is where we were going to start on a comeback. First play of the game, you're like, same old Dolphins, kickoff return for a touchdown. And then they go, 11-minute drive, 19 plays, replay. Should have been down 14-0, replay. Bails him out. You don't remember any of it. The whole game's gone. All that matters is the fourth quarter. Everything that happened before that, irrelevant.
That was the game.
And they're the story of the sport today, are they not? He is. He now leads Tua, leads the league in passing, leads the league in touchdown passes after two games.
Yeah.
Fourth best passing performance. It's only Marino, and Tua.
It's him and Joe Flacco. Those are the big stories.
And the Cardinals. It's the three late finishes, I think.
But I couldn't believe what I was watching, where the Jets and the Dolphins were the teams making all the plays. They were the featured team during the witching hour. I could not believe it.
The good thing is one of them is sustainable.
The Jets.
No.
The thing, and you're so right, Dan, in terms of being the most incomprehensible Dolphins win, in a variety of ways, right? You have, the Dolphins down three touchdowns on the road. That's an L every time. You look at the way that they go about it. They had, in three different moments, I went back and rewatched the game, 2nd and 23, 2nd and 18,
look at me, Louis,
and 3rd and 13, and they converted them easily each and every time.
Chris Cody, you're accusing Chris Whittingham of look at me, Louis, for
when
saying
you drop it, I went back and watched the game. I rewatched the tape. The game. Did you get the all 22?
You rewatched the game. What was the point of offering that as a nugget?
Because it allowed me to have a context for these big third and fourth down conversions.
It's something he has to say in Whitty's defense. He does have to say. He has to state it on the front end.
To be fair, I didn't actually watch the game because I was working yesterday.
So you just watched it.
It wasn't a rewatch. It was just a watch.
It was your first watch.
I actually watched the game.
So not only was it a boast, but also a lie. Also a lie.
I was going to source them. Good thing I did.
A little bit of Stugatz in everybody.
I watched the last 6 minutes because I kept getting texts. And normally I put my phone, when I was doing Inter-Miami yesterday, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. And yet for some reason, I would open it up every 15 minutes. I was like, wait a second, it's a touchdown game now? What the hell?
Do you know how long it has been since the Dolphins have felt like anybody this to anybody in this town?
Look, what I'm about to say is sad. Yesterday was the best Dolphins game
ever
of my life.
Ever, I'd say.
Yeah. Do the math on that. Yeah. It was epic. Yep. I felt 3 hours after that game the way I felt 3 hours after a Heat championship. I wasn't sitting. I felt like I had just done cocaine.
You were stunned.
I was wired.
Right.
I was like, it was time to eat at my dad's house. And I was like, I'm standing during dinner. I'm just standing. I can't sit yet. It was so exciting because we have a playmaker. And we have a good offensive scheme. Look, let's
Chris,
not
even, we have two.
Look, we don't even need to talk about Tua. We can do that show another day. We have a good scheme, and we have two playmakers. Dolphins, like, look at me. Hey, look at me.
Yeah, I'm looking
look
at you.
Me.
Yeah.
Look at him.
We have two,
two
legitimate. It's not Mike Wallace really fast and then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not Brandon Marshall.
Legitimate.
Can catch a nice 12-yard out route.
I am so excited about this Dolphins team. I realize, you know, these Panthers, like, we've been Panthers fans for me and you jumping on the bandwagon last. That's not shit to me.
Yeah.
The, what I, that, all the good stuff the Panthers have made me feel the last few years, nothing compared to yesterday. I am so hungry for this team to be good. I'm so excited.
Let me explain this to you, because this is a sport that has been hand-me-down. Greg Cody still cares about this team, Homer Cody, and he passed it down to his son. And
I'm
he,
excited. What do you want from me?
You should be.
No, and this is, look, it's been 20 years of just crawling through sewage, 20 years of fandom that stinks. It's never exciting. You're never the team of the week. Football grows into this powerful beast, and you used to matter, but nobody remembers. Generations are growing up, and all you play is 16, 14 games. And the best you can do is like one 11-5 season, losing a playoff game to the Ravens because Chad Pennington had the arm of a noodle.
Fun season.
Like
though.
Nothing. I mean, you just have no spark. You have nothing. Mike Wallace, Tony Martin, any deep threat never has been what he gave you yesterday. It's the first time we've ever seen it. Twice, he's beyond a secondary. Once, totally a blown coverage in one of the most apocalyptic fails I have ever seen. But Tua is now 2-0 against Super Bowl champion coaches. And McCarthy starts, or McDaniel starts his career 2-0 against Super Bowl coaches, and this is what it feels like at a pathetic 2-0, Chris Cody. Like, this is
pathetic.
As good as the, this is as good as
no. I'm done. I'm sorry.
I have not had this enthusiasm
Never
around
stop.
This show for the Dolphins in 20 years. I'm not even kidding.
I bought a Tua jersey last night.
Yeah! Wow,
it was on sale at Fanatics. If anyone still wants to
on
go
on sale, the
good job
by
you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait a minute, Billy. Don't tell me they've ensnared you too.
Yeah, how can't they, Dan? I was already in, but a jersey's a financial commitment, and very stressful, by the way, might I add. That's a whole other situation. Do I get the home teal? Do I get the white? Wow. Do I get an alternate?
What'd you get?
I ended up going with the white.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't. I'm still
not. I go throwback.
Not,
I go throwback.
Yeah, but I didn't know if I wanted to do throwback, and it was a decision. Then I'm trying to measure my chest because am I a large? Am I an extra large? I don't know.
Jerseys are tough to wear.
They are. And then there's the whole Nike performance fit. I don't know what it means. So then I start looking at the measurements. So then I start, well, what size is my chest? How the hell should I know? I don't know. So I'm there and I'm getting a shoelace and I'm wrapping it around my chest because the tape measure is too hard because it's metallic and it's making sounds and the baby's asleep. So I get a shoelace and I'm going around and then I measure where I think you measure your chest. I don't know how I'm supposed to measure my chest. And I get
right
like
at the nips.
Well, okay. But here's the thing. I measure like 50 something inches.
36C maybe.
Well, that I know how to measure because I used to work at Vicky's. So what you do is you go,
man.
You go under. And then you go a little bit over, and then that gives you, like, the cup size. But that's a different story. I've never had to measure myself. So I'm measuring around my shoulders, like, 55 inches, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm not a triple extra large. I can't be doing this right. And then my shoelace wasn't big enough, so I had to get a balloon string, and it was a whole ordeal. And I don't know if I got the right size. And now I'm trying to look into Fanatics return policy, and it's like, well, if I ordered an XL, which is what I settled for. No, I got a large. If I order a large, because XL seemed too big.
No,
yeah, but the XL shrinks usually.
NFL jerseys are very loose.
Yeah, but they shrink
in the
wash.
That's what I'm thinking. But if I got the wrong size, will I keep my savings based on their return policy? I don't know.
You're wearing a Dolphins t-shirt. I don't think I've ever seen you wear a Dolphins t-shirt.
Well,
what am I
sleep shirt? They've done it, Dan.
It's amazing. They've done it. It took one quarter, but they got the town back. They got Billy buying merch. They got Chris Cody more red-faced than he's ever been. It's just 2-0.
And I'm still scared. I'm so scared of the Bills. It's the Bills next Sunday.
Dude, that's a kick game. That's not the right term.
No,
this game doesn't matter.
What, the Bills
game? We leave this game 2-1.
And we call that a house money game.
House money game.
No, doesn't matter. Tonight is a great feeling. You get to stick your stomach out. You get to sit back. You get to see what the Bills do. Prove something to me, okay?
Oh, come on.
Because you are coming down
come
here
on.
To take Dan.
He's
come
right.
On.
This is the best offense in the NFL.
And you come get him on a short week, too.
I mean, what are you
I bought tickets
about?
To that game.
Yeah.
This is, you know
I'm
what?
Going.
Really? You know
yeah.
what?
Me? I'm going.
Tickets?
Yeah. Wow. I had to.
Chris, this is
expensive,
why.
Expensive tickets.
But I'm big going. Check game. Yeah, otherwise, sure. I'd join you.
A little pricey.
I
mean,
Chris, Cody, and Billy are now firmly on the bandwagon. And when Billy jumps on this rickety thing with a Tua jersey, just please understand that what you've bought yourself is the safety of the following. They could go 2-2 this month, and it's okay. You bought yourself a month.
2-2.
You have bought yourself
two
a month of the media not the yelling at shit, you man. About your team exactly. is shit and embarrassing.
Yeah.
Bengals are terrible. Have you been watching the Bengals?
How's the Dolphins pass rush?
Not who cares? They have two.
Look at that later.
Doesn't matter. That's the answer. The Jalen Bengals Phillips. Cannot defend
She brings up a
anything.
Point. Jalen Phillips doesn't need to step it up. Not a lot of pressure so far.
Right.
But hey, it doesn't matter today.
Tua needs help. That's what I learned yesterday.
He does.
He
yeah.
needs help.
Yeah.
Step it up on the defensive end. You know what I mean? Like
special
embarrassing
teams
special
as well.
Teams an Good embarrassment. Lord. How about you don't let the quarterback run for 79 yards on you for a touchdown? You know what I mean? How about you don't get burned
for
like
a little
seven yard
that goes I am not used to yards. Xavier Howard not catching someone.
I had a friend next to me that was like, come on, run, Xavier. I'm like, yo, Bateman is really fast.
No.
That's one of the fastest guys in the league. He's like, come on, try harder. I'm like, he just sprinted 80 yards trying to catch him.
On the back of his shirt, it should have said 25 aging, chasing after him.
Stunning. It was stunning to just watch that kind of speed, but now the Dolphins have that kind of speed too. And for a quarter, it took 7 quarters, but for a quarter, they gave us, okay, you gave us an offseason of hope. You told us this was going to be a season that matters. You've betrayed us for 20 years, and now Billy and Chris are in. Wholehearted. Whittingham still sitting it out.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Shit or get off the pot at
that's
this
harsh.
Point. Right now's the day.
Embrace your quarterback.
I'm scared, guys. I'm scared. It was one good game. No, it was one good quarter. It was one good
true.
Quarter. It
one
was
good half. You shut your mouth. Yeah. Half.
Half?
Dude, that third, the whole second half, look at his
you
second
were,
half
you
numbers.
Were ready
it was 35 to 14 at
you
the end
were ready
of the third
to
quarter.
Condemn him for the two interceptions. He made a couple of bad decisions.
I was privately texting, I think this ends with a Tua interception.
Oh, in the first half, I'm with you. I wasn't punting on Tua overall, but I was down on him in the first half. I was like, this has not been a good half.
I actually,
and you know what he did? He responded.
No. I thought even through three quarters when they're down 3 touchdowns, I thought he was fine. Yeah. Like, you don't want him throwing into double coverage, but the flip side is, he's being aggressive. He's trying to get the ball down the field. You can appreciate that in your quarterback. I was not going to come in here today if they lost by 3 touchdowns and have a go at Tua. You give up 3 plays of 75 yards. You turn the ball over twice and you still won. How the did they do that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it was elite accuracy on some of those passes. The pass to Gesicki, they didn't use him at all in game one, and now he did. That the gritty he did was the worst one ever done. Yes, we haven't seen a worse one done than that. That's the worst it's been done. But that pass to him was elite accuracy, and you got a quarter of hope from your quarterback. He finally gave you something that you've been feeling from Herbert for 2 years, right?
Enough with him. What has he ever done,
Make
Herbert?
The playoffs.
Exactly yep. right. And I had a hot take, Dan, that I'm going to share with you that I wasn't ready to unveil, but I did the other day, and I'm going to share with you now.
Wait a minute. What was that?
Wait, the hot take?
The hot
take you told me about in private?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's been on God Bless Football available on the Dan Le Batard Show.
It has been said publicly, just not here.
Just not here.
On your property.
Here. Well, I was worried of the potential backlash. And today, now, it's not as strong as a take after yesterday's performance. I would rather win with Tua than lose with Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
I said it.
What? Yep.
I said
Wouldn't
it.
Everybody?
He'd rather win than lose.
No, yes. I'd rather lose with Herbert than win with Tua if it was going to be the way that the last few seasons have looked.
Not anymore.
I'd rather just go 9-9
Wait, but you're losing.
Every season. Yes, I'm losing.
But with Tua, you're winning.
Did you know
that? I'm confused.
The Dolphins are 10-1 in their last 11 games. Yeah. And if before yesterday you posed that hypothetical to me, I would have said, give me that throw on fourth down from Justin Herbert with broken ribs in between two defensive backs.
But also Whittingham.
Insane.
And yes, I know. Pick sixes. Fourth quarter. He's got 4 of them. You can't do that. Brady's got 4 in his career. Like Rodgers, you can put Rodgers and Russell Wilson together and they don't have 4. Like you can't have the pick sixes. But I'd rather lose with that. Gunslinging 6,000 yards a season. Throw it all over the field. So everything feels like that fourth quarter yesterday. But all of that said, Tua's record now is what? 17-8 as a starter in a league where we measure the quarterback by winning all the time.
Yeah, I think Herbert's 15-18.
Yeah, yep. He's a loser. I mean, we can all say it.
Although 500 hasn't played a playoff game. Listen, Dolphin fans should be excited. This is as excited as Dolphin fans, I think, have been while we've been doing our show. You have a coach, you have young wide receivers, you have a young quarterback, you have a good tight end, you have a decent defense. Your team is good. I mean,
what
you should walk around with some swagger defense today.
All right, it's just
that was decent. They gave up seven week one.
Their defense in some spots, yes. Short yardage, made some big stops.
They did. Yeah.
Jessica,
they did enough.
Hold on, can
goal
you guys
line stand?
This is what it sounds like.
Lamar Jackson run though. Where was
he's pretty good though.
Where was the defense?
There was Xavier
play.
Howard chasing
there
again.
Was no one there.
So this show for 20 minutes now has been an annoying, obnoxious, loud mess because
speaking of runs,
2-0.
Have we talked about the Chase Edmonds run? What a call!
Yes.
Oh, yeah. McDaniel. Mm-hmm. If you had any questions, everyone expecting pass. Boom. Run it right up your asshole for 40 yards. Boom. Wow. Get us into the field goal range or whatever.
Yeah. Did you guys see McDaniel's outfit when he walked in? Mike McDaniel, his outfit yesterday. I was feeling good. I mean, then we were down by 21. But before the game, when I saw his outfit, I was like, that's a confident guy.
The gray on gray with the sneakers. That's so his
no, he had like the pink. He had like the bright pink shirt.
Yes.
Do you realize what you just did? Your take on what your coach was presenting was entirely through the prism of what it said on the scoreboard.
That's right.
He gets to the stadium and he looks confident to you, and then you're down 3 touchdowns, and you're like, "What a bum! Look at that nerd. We're gonna really try to win with a nerd."
And we won.
Yeah,
but he changed. That was the problem. Had he been coaching in what he showed up to the stadium in, totally different game. Totally different game.
But he's just confident. He has that swag. He did the thing with the camera. Did you guys actually see this when he was walking in? He did the thing where he was trying to hide. They were like getting the shot of him walking in. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, but you following me?" He's just having
this
fun.
This is
Bill Belichick would never.
Never.
Stugatz, this is the giddiness. Now, keep in mind.
I've been talking all night.
It's the giddiness of 2-0.
I've been doing this since 4 a.m.
I'm sure. Okay.
My wife
should.
Hated me this morning. I was doing show at 4:30 this morning.
Sit back tonight, put your stomach out, and make the Bills prove something to you. I mean, seriously.
I had Justin Fields and the Bears +9.5. I could have been livid based off that terrible call at the goal line.
Terrible.
Terrible call.
Fields.
But was I? No. Yep. Still happy.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You could slap me in the face right now.
Lost
I
money
still
with
smile.
Lost money
Someone
with a smile
me.
On your face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come here. I'll slap you.
Are we doing this?
Guillermo.
Wait, you're really doing
slap
this?
Slap him and see if he smiles.
All right. So Jessica's just doing it.
I was just doing it. I'm not going to do it if you don't want me to do it.
All right.
All right. So, but we got to get, it's got to be near the microphone.
All right.
Let's see what we've got.
Can you just state for the record that you're asking me to do this?
All right. Yes, please. Yeah, we've
No, like say it.
Yes.
Jess, you're going to slap him and see if he can maintain that smile.
Are we doing this like WWE style?
Chris Cody, this is Jessica is protecting the company here and all liability issues and her.
Into the mic.
Just
yes,
say
you
you're not being you're not being coerced into doing this. This is a playful thing that you
Why
have agreed to.
Why do I always do this myself? Sure, slap me.
That's not a smile on your face.
That hurt.
Right.
It
can hurt.
You're supposed to
smiling.
Laugh. No.
You
gotta laugh.
I'm still happy.
You guys, Jessica's been annoyed this morning because you
no,
guys...
No, I haven't. You beat a division rival. Thank you. Every team in the AFC North lost yesterday. It was awesome.
Oh, it's just the swirl around you, right? Everybody wants to feel... You understand that the overreaction of this is all born of... Stugant, the Dolphins haven't felt like they've mattered 2 games into a season for 20 years.
I know. I don't view this as an overreaction. This was a great victory against a good team, a former MVP, and the Dolphins had a huge fourth quarter, and they were the talk of the NFL yesterday. When's the last time we could say that? There hasn't been one.
No, it's always Richie Incognito and some scandal.
I was satisfied after Justin Tucker hit that field goal to make it 38-35. I was texting some friends, and they're like, oh, this would be devastating if the Dolphins came all the way back and lost. Like, no, no, Tua gave you the performance I've been waiting for since Arizona, November 2020.
It was encouraging.
It's been a year and a half since the Dolphins have put together an offensive performance like that. I was encouraged before they actually finished the comeback, which was astounding because not only did they do it, they made it look easy. Every touchdown drive in that fourth quarter was easy for that defense, and that I am completely unfamiliar with.
I'm still smiling, after the slap.
Also, I'm stunned at the amount of teal that there was in the crowd in Baltimore. Baltimore is a great football town.
The Dolphins always travel well.
I know.
Dolphins fans.
The Dolphins do. But there
We're talking about the Miami Hurricanes. But we're talking about the Dolphins.
But the Dolphins.
Just kidding. Mike's not here yet.
They have a very good national fan base because of what they did in the 70s and the 80s. You see some teal in the crowd. But that whole lower bowl, there was a genuine roar when the Dolphins finished their comeback. There is a level of enthusiasm amongst diehards that I am completely unfamiliar with.
I should have gotten the teal jersey. I'm thinking about it. I should have done. The white looks fresher, but the teal stands out. The teal says, I'm here.
It's
I'm
more
about
Billy.
This.
You can wear a teal hat with the white jersey.
Yeah, I need to figure it out. And then I'm still not sure I got the right size. I was going to go to Dick's on the way to pick up my dogs from getting their bath, and I didn't, just to try on the jersey. I'll walk you through what happened. I said, I want a jersey.
Maybe jog us through it.
I said, I want a jersey. And I was driving over there to the you know, the place where they go, and Dick's was on the way, and I said, I'm going to stop by Dick's. I'm going to see if they have a jersey. And I thought, well, I could probably get this cheaper elsewhere, right, if I look for discounts, which I ended up doing, right? But then I regretted it because I didn't try it on. But while I was in the parking lot at Dick's, because I actually drove there, I go, I should be responsible. This seems like a bit of a spur of the moment thing. I'm going to regret this decision. I shouldn't do this. And it costs a lot of money to get your dogs washed and groomed. So I'm going to spend a lot right now. Let me not do this. Then I got home and I had to do it. I was just looking around,
Billy,
putting things in the shopping cart. And then I saw the discount code.
He's walking us through, Dan.
Okay, but he is walking us through. But what I need to know is in your Billy's putting his money and hope behind a sports emotion in this town. You are hesitant with that dollar when it comes. You're hesitant with that allegiance. You're hesitant to care. You sit it mostly out. What are the purchases that you have made in the past? When is the last time you made a Dolphin purchase of any sort where you want to represent that football team? I've only seen you in Marlins gear for as long as I've known you.
What are you talking? I mean, I'm fins up over here. I'm wearing my Dolphins t-shirt today. I buy a lot of Dolphins things. It's just usually for others that I give as gifts for like Christmas and birthdays and stuff like that. I've bought more Dolphins things for others than I have for myself because I like to spread the joy. I know how much the Dolphins make people happy.
Answer my question.
I don't even remember the question. If you're wondering why I did this, part of it also is because we talk to Chris Sims every week, noted to a hater, and now I can wear it every time I talk to him.
Oh, tell
or
me
I
what
could
is
frame
happening
it
here.
And I could put it on the wall,
but, okay,
so that he sees it in the background of my bare walls that he's always making fun of.
I'm pretty certain Sims said he would rather have Geno Smith than Tua. I mean, perhaps we took the worst part of the clip. There was some praise for Tua on the front end of it, but we didn't put that.
And you kind of put that on him. He praised both of them, and you're like, you're
what? Wait
too,
a minute.
Huh?
How dare
Billy,
you accuse
Billy,
me of that?
Wait a minute. You guys got you, Chris Sims. You threw him to Tuanon as chum. You, wait a minute. You guys
they were looking for the quote.
Not entirely. I mean, he's looking to give us those quotes. We just kind of lead him in that direction.
Yeah.
And I gave, you know, instructions. I said, hey, this is where it starts. Maybe ended a little bit after that. But, you know, our video team edited it the way that it edited it, and then it went out, and then, hey, you know what? He said it. We didn't make him say it, Dan. We didn't.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
If I'm at the house with them and they're all rooting, I could just be like, yeah, rah, rah, rah. Go Yankees.
Stugats.
Do you know how unsettling it would be if I attended a live sporting event and someone behind me was just going, rah, 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 Browns, rah, Heat, rah, rah, rah.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugats.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Let's get Jimmy Johnson in here. Jimmy, I can't. We're laughing. We're making fun of each other because it's been a long time since after a Dolphin victory, South Florida could get excited about something, feel excited. Are we overreacting after two stupid games? Or did you see something yesterday that means that South Florida can get excited about a team since the last time you were coaching it down here?
Well, you know, it was an exciting game. And I think Chris Greer and you know, the organization's done a tremendous job of bringing in talent. And of course, Mike McDaniel did an outstanding job of getting them ready and coaching that game. It was an exciting game for me to watch.
Did you make anything of Tua? Like, where are you on this? I think Sean Payton was saying that he thought Tua at some point would be benched this year.
Well, you know, you really don't know about a quarterback. It reminds me of a story. Really my second year with the Cowboys, Troy Aikman did not make the Pro Bowl. And had he not hurt his shoulder, he would have gone to the Pro Bowl. And I said, Troy, you know, I'm really sorry. I tried to get you in the Pro Bowl. And he said, Coach, don't you worry about me. He says, you just keep bringing in talent and I'll go to plenty of Pro Bowls. And I think that's with Tua. You know, people, you know, had opinions about how good Tua was. But now they realize when you got Tyreek Hill and Waddle and all the talent around him, he can show, you know, what he can do. And so, you know, a quarterback is only as good as the talent around him.
Would Jimmy have ever traded that many picks for Tyreek Hill?
Oh, I have no idea. Tyreek Hill is an unbelievable player. And, you know, he's infectious, you know, to the rest of the players around him. He's an exciting football player without question.
Jimmy, are you saying that Tua can be Troy Aikman?
No, yeah, I don't like comparing players. You know, Tua is a talented player. You know, he's got a good touch on the football. He's a good athlete, and you know, when you got talented players around him, he's able to make plays.
Jimmy, are you about to go out on the boat right now?
Of course he is.
No, this time of year, you know, I get a media request or a podcast almost daily. I turn down about 90% of them. But this is a busy time for me. I've got, you know, Colin Cowherd later on today. You know, get ready. You know, we got a bunch of different stuff. Of course, I got Fox NFL Sunday. I'm going to go with Eli and Peyton on the Monday night game next week. And like I said, it's just a busy time for me right now.
Jimmy, you're retired. What do you mean?
I'm working harder in retirement than Jimmy, I did when I was
Jimmy, slow down, okay? Because we just asked you. I brought you in here, and I asked you four Dolphin questions. I didn't ask you how you were doing. I just grinded up the Jimmy machine, and I'm like, asking football questions, get football information. No, how are you doing? It sounds like you're working too much. Why don't you just do everything from home these days and don't go anywhere?
Well, watching this stock market go down and going to be down again today is not real fun.
Yeah.
Oh, not,
you're right about that,
well,
Jimmy.
I have not talked about business with you in a long time. When did you get into the stock market? Because you do some daily gambling there, yes?
Well, yeah, no, I do some stock market. You know, I made more money in the stock market than I ever did coaching. My first stock that I bought was Mattel Toys in 1966. So I've been dealing in the stock market for a long, long time.
Jimmy, if Tua was a stock, would you buy it today?
Yeah, I would probably overpay for it.
Yeah. Wow.
What do you like about business, Jimmy? What is it? What is it that you like about playing that game? Because it probably scratches a competitive itch for you that is feels a little less intense than football.
Well, you know, of course, like anybody, I enjoy making money, and it is something that keeps me occupied. It keeps my mind working. if you're going to be successful in the stock market, you really got to work it every day. But I enjoy doing it. It is competitive.
Are you good at it?
I'm very good at it.
What makes you very good at it?
I work at it. Just like if you're going to be good at anything, you got to work at it.
Okay, well, Jimmy, but hold on a second, though, Jimmy. I don't understand. You're approaching 80 years old, and you love life, and you have carved out exactly the life that you have wanted. Why the hell are you running yourself ragged these days?
The only time I'm running ragged is when I get all these media requests because I don't make any money on that.
Well, say no to them, Jimmy.
Okay, because I don't want, at this stage in our lives, Jimmy, I do not want to hassle you. I want this to be I want this to be fun for you. So let's go back to the game.
Dan, you tell me what's fun about it. It's fun for you and you make a living doing it. But, you know, I could be doing something else. I could be on that boat if I wasn't sitting here talking to you.
That's right. And so
this is what it's like when you call Jimmy's house. I've been telling you this for years, Dan. You're getting the treatment right now.
I understand. But the season has gotten ramped up. And what's funny about this to me, Jimmy, is that 2 weeks into the football season, football's got you by the neck again. Football, because you got a lot of stuff to do.
I love football. I love yesterday. You know, Fox has been trying to get me to come out there every week for the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, I tell them, I said, you know, I can't do it every week. I'm not going to make that trip to L.A. I talked to Bradshaw this morning. I said, I'll pick you up in the plane and I'll take you out to L.A., you know, Saturday. But, you know, I enjoyed it. I had a ball yesterday. You know, I had 3 TVs going. I had all the games going. I watched the comeback, you know, with the Dolphins. I watched the comeback with Arizona. Watched the Cowboys win a tight one. Yeah, and so, you know, I love football. I love watching football. I love watching football on Saturdays. Saturday I started watching it at 11 o'clock in the morning, watched the pregame shows, and I didn't stop watching until late that night. So football's another thing that I enjoy.
Jimmy, did you know that Joe Flacco was still playing football?
I knew that he was playing, but I wasn't very impressed with him until yesterday. And really, they had no business winning that game. They should have, the game should have been over 2 minutes earlier.
Is Nathaniel Hackett in over his head?
Oh, I have no idea. I think every time a guy's a head coach, if it's the first time being a head coach, you learn in the process. His dad was really active. He worked for me for a period of time, Paul Hackett. And, he's a good football coach. He'll learn. You know, he's going to make some mistakes like a lot of them.
Jimmy, do you root for the Dolphins and the Cowboys on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, without question. I root for people that I know. I know so many people. Hey, McIntyre at FIU, his dad worked with me at Clemson. So, you know, you look at that, all the colleges and all of the pro teams, I've probably got somebody on their staff or somebody that worked for me or a relative. You know, North Turner, I pulled for the Washington Commanders because Scott Turner is their offensive coordinator, and Norv is a good, you know, close friend, his dad. So I root for people. I don't necessarily root for teams, but I've got a lot of connections with, you know, the Dolphins. And I spent some time with Mike McDaniel for about an hour and a half. I love Chris Greer. He does a great job. I talk to him all the time. The Cowboys, obviously, I got a lot of people there that I really care about. So, you know, I watch teams because of the people I know, and I pull for the friends that I have in the business.
Who do you root against, though? Definitely Notre Dame, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, actually, I like Notre Dame.
Thank you.
Because I have great memories of Notre Dame. I think, you know, sometimes people get carried away with rooting against teams. You know, that's a negative. You know, that puts you in a bad mood, because when you root against them and they win, you get in a bad mood. Rather than root against teams, I root for people. I try to be positive.
Yeah. Coach, you got to root against
people. That's right, Jimmy. It's fun. Yeah, yeah.
Notre Dame, you know, hey, I've got great memories about Notre Dame. Yeah. And, man, they're one of the, you know, the great, you know, college universities of all time. It's fun to watch Notre Dame.
Let's play the game.
Not this year.
Let's play the game with Jimmy. Let's play the game here before we get him out of here because he's got a lot of things to do here. The game, the new game, it's Sweeping the Nation. It is Guest House or Big Chill, where we throw a name at Jimmy Johnson, and he tells us whether that person can stay at his guest house or whether they just get lunch at the Big Chill. Who do you have? who do you have? I'm sure, Jimmy, a lot of people have been talking to you about this game all over the world, correct?
Yeah, but I've got to put a little bit of a preface on it. Actually, I've got somebody coming in that's going to stay today. But normally this time of year when I'm busy and when I'm traveling and it's football season, the request, not only do they not go to the guest house, they don't even go to the Big Chill.
No time. All right, so another category. But go ahead, Whittingham, throw some his way and let's get him out of here.
Is it going to be off season or is it going to be now? Because I'm going to turn down everybody now.
Well, tell Chuck Pagano I said hello, okay? I mean, he's making a visit today.
Yeah, Chuck, one of my guys. Yeah. if it was Chuck, I would have a good phone call with him and say how he's doing.
All right. Very nice of you, Jimmy.
What do you got winning him? Give him another name.
Jeff Probst.
Wow. Ooh.
Jeff Probst. I'll call him back next week.
Wow.
Go ahead, Probst. Winning him. Give him another one.
Ed Orgeron.
Oh, Ed might come over.
Coach O.
Actually, I saw Ed when I spoke at the University of Miami clinic, and I just say, Ed, are you doing okay?
That's a great fake Ed.
That's a good fake Ed. An excellent fake Ed. Well, a couple more and get him out of here. Let's go.
Gary Stevens.
Gary, I'm going to see Gary when I go to the University of Miami National Championship reunion here in a couple of weeks.
All right.
So I'll see Gary then.
I'll see Gary over there.
See you, Gary. Yeah.
All right. See you, Gary.
One more.
Jeff Fiegels.
Ah, Fiegs.
His punter. Fiegels, great memories. I remember when he got that punt blocked, his first time at University of Miami and Florida State blocked that punt. Fortunately, they were all sides. And I saw him on the sideline and he looked like a deer. And looking into headlights, I said, hey, hang on in there, Jeff. I said, you got some more punts coming.
One more, Jimmy, for you. Dan Le Batard.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, wow.
Dan Le Batard. Who is this now?
Jimmy, see you later, Jimmy.
Hey, just a second. Hold on.
Yeah. Where's he going? This is exciting.
You can pre-order on Swagger.
Ah, that a boy. Swagger. Yes.
Swagger, written by Dave Hyde.
Some great stories in there now. You will love it.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I've got a documentary coming out on Epix, is that how you pronounce it, Epix channel?
You got it.
Epix?
Yeah, Epix this weekend, I think, 10 o'clock. It's some kind of documentary. We had fun doing it.
Peter King wrote about it today. You should read it. He says, Jimmy gave away some nuggets. It'll be good for people who love football. Jimmy, always appreciate the time, sir. Get out on that boat.
I got to watch the stock market first.
All right. Very nervous this morning, Jimmy. It's okay.
All right. Talk to you guys.
Just short everything.
See you, buddy.
Dan Le Batard.
We just got to change the language up because challenge just sounds contentious. Let's call it a politely disagree.
Ooh, how about this? An oopsie.
There you go.
All right. Put it on the poll. At Le Batard Show, should a challenge be called an oopsie to placate the referee's ego?
An oopsie flag.
Stugatz.
Or the red flag. The challenge flag should not be called a challenge flag, or the flag should say on it, love your butt.
Red is also an aggressive color.
Very, very aggressive.
Maybe pink.
We should actually, have them throw daisies and call them whoopsie daisies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good idea.
Whoopsie daisies.
Yes. This is the Dan Le Batard Show. With the Stugatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
That is a man that did not share our enthusiasm for the Dolphins game.
No.
Just like,
futures are down.
You ask me a question, I answer it.
Because we're overreacting.
You might have to sell the Big Chill.
Yeah.
The stock market is down.
Well, who's visiting today? Because no one was invited, but someone's coming today.
Right.
got to be like
a very tricky and busy time in his life. Not Peyton. He's got the Monday night thing tonight, right?
Oh, you're right.
But who is cracking through? Like with the stock market down and Jimmy not very excited and not in a good mood, who is possibly getting to the house? It's great. Troy?
Can't go on the boat. Gas prices are up.
Emmett's?
Troy's on Monday night, too.
I think we should have played just that game with Jimmy.
Maybe it's Jim Cramer.
Call him back.
Love that.
Bezos.
Bad money.
Did you guys see how this show just skidded into Jimmy Johnson? All our enthusiasm at the feet of the coach who has seen so many 2-0s.
You were like, did we overreact? What'd you make of the 2 game? He was like, it was a good game. But.
I mean, the fact that he says he's not going to be Aikman is just ludicrous.
That's better.
I think Tua already has more touchdown passes this season than Troy Aikman had in probably 5 of his.
No way.
Well, but Stugatz was trying to bait him there, right? He didn't really say Tua was Aikman, did he?
Stugatz is always doing that with Tua and analysts.
Yes,
if you listen to Stupidity.
It's one of my favorite games, yeah.
He asked him, can Tua be as good as Aikman? And he said no, essentially, right. Which is just absurd.
Stu says it like he's on Team Tua, but he always is looking for the quote anti-Tua.
But you notice what he did there. I'm not certain Jimmy even noticed what he did there. It was kind of like a backhanded compliment at Troy Aikman. Like, Troy only became great when I got a Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith. It's essentially what he was saying. That's news. I mean, I hate to tell you, clip it the right way and you got everything
you
need.
Is now what you're doing with Stupidity. Stupidity is now just a renegade outfit hell-bent on trying to make news, and the Tuasphere is a fine place to do it.
He did a great job with the Geno Smith thing. Geno Smith, who had a good half for the Seattle Seahawks and has done literally nothing since. The Seattle scored yesterday on a blocked field goal. He had 0 offensive points yesterday. Did nothing in the second half. And he's just coasting on the one good half that he had on Monday Night Football.
Did you guys do that? Did you entrap Chris Sims? Is that what happens there?
No, but Stugatz knows and Billy knows, right? Chris Sims is not like Tua.
But what are the consequences here? What was the Chris Long bet? Didn't Chris Long tell us he was going to get a tattoo of Tua if what? If Tua... Was
a tattoo? If
that was the joke you made then, too.
Yes, yeah,
but you're not helping answer my question.
It holds up, though. I mean,
no, it's a good joke, indisputably, but it doesn't really answer my question at all. What were the stakes for Chris Long on, I mean, we need to now get
I think
that.
He said he'll never throw 469 yards and 6 touchdowns in a game, and if he does, I have to get a tattoo.
Mike McDaniel's initials?
Huh. Dan, your coach has finally arrived. I mean, he goes for it on 4th down
in his own territory.
Time.
In his own 4th-and-1 at the 34, they went for it.
Because we're still learning about McDaniel. It's our second game watching him. So, like, I said it in the middle. I just said it out loud. I was like, we're the Chargers. We're the Chargers now. And I'm glad. I want to be one of those teams that goes for it.
It's funny, right? Because the math caught up to all these guys where now it's somehow shocking. I saw that 7 times yesterday, a guy in his own territory going for it on 4th and something and in a part of the game where they just have confidence that they can get 2 yards because they can.
Mike McCarthy did it.
No way.
No, he did.
What?
He did it. He did the thing. Yes.
There's been some really bad spots this year, by the way. Like the play before was one of them where it's like, it's not just the numbers you're going against. It's the referees and just wherever they determine the ball was when they can't see
it. I want to push back on that because there are so many times where they get it right.
Yeah, no,
where it's like, I'm impressed that they aren't worse at that because it seems really tough. They're like running down the sideline and they see where his forward progress. Sometimes they screw it up.
Nah, they
but
just
overall,
throw the beanbag and they run
for
through.
It's like old, like we like to make fun of the old guys with their chains. Like, it's pretty impressive most of the time where it's like he was a half a yard short and this guy's running 6 yards and he just like knows exactly. It's, how do they do it?
Do you guys find it funny that these guys now, because finally after resisting math for like 5 years where all the nerds were telling them, yes, you need to go for it on 4th and short. It's not a brave, brave thing to have Tua just push forward and not punt like every guy before you because they played the game all wrong. That now they're all kind of brave by just doing what's always been the smartest thing. Do you not find that both funny and stupid that McDaniel's not brave? He's just like, yeah, it's not that big a deal. I understand. Fans are going to get mad. I'm going to go for it on 4th and 1 yard at the 47. I'm not terrified. I'm not going to cough and kick him and try and get him inside the 5 when Lamar Jackson can run 90 yards on me.
It's crazy. Like back in the day, you'd be at the opposing 40. Like you're in the other person's territory. 4th and inches, I'm just jogging off the field. We'll pin him deep. Yep. It was just like such a thing. Like 4th and inches, there wasn't even a thought. It was just jog off the field. It's why. How
Listen,
stupid were we?
If you had Sean Landetta, you'd do it too. I'm telling you, that guy could put a punt inside the 5 whenever he felt like
well,
it.
Stugatz went along for the coffin corner. Stugatz put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show.
Coffin drill in Madden.
Do you long for the coffin corner punt? Because part of the math is honestly McDaniel's just saying, you know what? I don't want to give it to him. If I have the ball and I can go 1 yard on 4th down with the ball, I don't want to give it to Lamar Jackson.
Although, to be fair, he was doing it against Mac Jones, so it's about the math. Although
he just does it, is what you're saying.
I do think there's going to be a moment where McDaniel's going to do it in a big spot, and I'll be curious if he's as resolute as he is now. It's easy now because they've gotten all of them. But Brandon Staley has backed off. We saw that on Thursday Night Football last week. Brandon Staley is not the same guy he was a year ago.
Well, it cost him twice last year. That's why. Two or three times.
Right.
Yes.
The consequence. Yes. Even though, did you know that, Stugatz, the Chargers were 4th best in the NFL in 4th down conversion percentage? But because of the spots in which it failed, it has blown back on him. And I figured against the Chiefs, you'd go for it more because, like you're saying, you don't want to give the ball back to Mahomes.
Whittingham,
but the consequences come for these coaches.
This will happen. There'll be a game this year that they lose, and we'll all be arguing about why'd you go for it from your own 40-yard line. But it's still the way that he's telling you 2 games in against Super Bowl champions, this is how I'm going to play. On 4th and short with my offense, I'm not going to be scared of criticism, of people are yelling at me, they're going to blame me. Now, it's easier to do it 2-0. And Brandon Staley got hit. And not only has Brandon Staley gotten hit with, whoa, you're a pioneer, you're a little too brazen and brave, you're a little reckless with it, but now he's attached to, oh, if Herbert fails, that's this dude's fault. Because we all see Herbert can play. Like, Herbert, any offensive mind in this game can get that guy and make, you know what I mean? Like
but
that.
It is, to Witty's point, it's interesting how he is seeming to change his strategy a little bit. He's hearing the criticism, seeing the results. I'm with you, Dan. I hope that you just, if this is your strategy, you just go with it and, you know?
Yeah, but what happens is he does it in a big spot. It doesn't work. The fans start getting on him. The media starts getting on him. And then all of a sudden, you know, he's not as likely to do it moving forward. So if you're a fan of what he's doing, be a fan of it, whether it works or not. You know?
That's not how fan
I know, you're right.
Billy, I can't believe.
I'm going to crush
Billy,
him.
No, you got to know when to hold him and know when to pull him. I'm tired of this Brandon Staley getting so much credit on all this stuff. I got to tell you something, Staley. This is how I was playing Madden 15 years ago. So you're not this visionary. I never punted once on Madden. Not once on Madden. So
you probably lost a lot.
No. What do you mean I lost a lot?
But you're also the only one that has to deal with those consequences. That's what's different.
What do you
mean?
I have a whole team around.
Fans weren't watching you. I mean,
all those little guys with the big hearts.
Yeah, when I have a season mode going on, I have 52 people that are, you know, depending on me to make the right decisions.
It's totally the same thing.
By the way, I know you don't want to do this, Dan, but I'm looking at this schedule for the Dolphins going ahead a couple games.
Oh, yeah.
In the next, like, 15 games, I see maybe 2 L's. Yeah, there's the game against the Lions. That's an L. You know that. Right. And then there's like maybe a Jets loss in here and there. The Bills, we don't know about. We'll find out tonight. The Packers are meh at best.
At Lions is all of a sudden a tough game.
That's what I'm saying. That's an L. That's
all tough.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please.
Everyone's 1-1.
At Levitard Show. Is tonight for the Dolphins a stick out your gut game?
Ah, yes.
And prove it to me, Bills.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one. You mean no!
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.